No. If you have, if you're lucky enough to have a garden in your property, you want to stay tuned to our next piece. I'm delighted to have on the line Peter Dowdall, the Irish gardener, who writes in the Irish Examiner Property and Home magazine and wrote a brilliant piece at the weekend called Time to Take Stock. And we want to speak to him on the programme about that. Peter, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. I was wondering how you were going to tie me to Donald Trump and inheritance tax for the garden, but you did it nicely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Some of us have bigger gardens than others, Peter. Donald Trump is a huge garden, but I can guarantee he never spends any time in it. That's for sure.
No, I don't imagine he's taking time out to smell the roses and embrace nature. I don't imagine so.
And that's the message of your piece. You talked about the month of August and you talked about your own family life and the people you have lost, but I think a very important message about for everybody, really, and we can get trapped in the cycle of the next job, or I have to pull them weeds, or I have to replant that, or I have to do that, and oh my God, the grass needs to be cut. You're saying, look, this is the time of year as well to stop and enjoy things.
Correct, yeah. And I think if we go back a couple of years, Gerry, to the pandemic, and when everybody had to stop, we had no choice, and it forced us all to come to a stop. Now, while it was desperate, terrible times for many, many people, for others, and even for those who it was terrible for, I think probably the only positive, or maybe the largest positive to come out of that period was our deeper appreciation of the green environment, the garden, call it whatever you want, the natural landscape or your own garden, but we developed a deeper appreciation for what's all around us, because we had to stop from the hustle and bustle of daily life, and I think that was a good thing. Now, of course, we're thankfully that's all behind us, but we're all at risk, I think, of, you know, back to the hustle and bustle, back to the rat race, and, you know, rushing here and there, and forgetting about just stopping for a while and taking it all in. And I'm a gardening columnist, so in my piece last week in the Examiner I was talking about stopping in terms of the gardening jobs, but this is as relevant if you know nothing about the garden, or if you don't need to know the names of all the plants just to appreciate what's all around you. And in August, whether we like it or not, we're coming to the end of the summer, such as it was this year, and we are coming into the autumn, so our time to actually sit out and enjoy the garden will become less and less as the weeks go by. So I think this is a lovely time just to take that time out, sit in the garden, do nothing else, just sit there and enjoy it, listen to the birds, listen to the insects, admire the flowers. You can think about the jobs another time, the jobs that need to be done, as you say, like weeding, etc. But just take time out and enjoy it.
Do we fall into this trap sometimes that you're in a race to maintain it and you never actually end up taking that time out to sit in it and sit back and admire your work, or just think about life and sit in nature, which is very positive effects for lots of people?
I think, and I mean, I'm at risk myself, of when I'm in my own garden, say, oh God, I must get over to that area now, I better not sit down because I must go and finish that area. So we are all at risk of doing it. And I think actually, just, you know, being at one outside with nature, with the natural world, is so beneficial to all of us. I was talking in the article about, you know, the plants that I associate, the plants that are out at the moment in the garden, like hydrangeas and things like this, and asters and sweet pea. I find them very evocative because they remind me very much of, I lost my brother many, many years ago. I lost him in a traffic accident and I was aged 11. And I remember vividly, even now, I remember with a neighbour of ours, you know, putting together bunches of blue hydrangeas and asters for his grave. And looking back now, as I'm older, it was obviously quite therapeutic for me, because I focused on it. And now when I see my blue hydrangeas, that's all I think of. And it's lovely because it brings my brother's gone 30 odd years now. But it brings him to mind all the time. Not that he's ever far from my mind anyway, but it brings it to my mind. And my mum passed away in the month of August as well a few years ago. And it was from her that I developed my love of gardening. And she adored sweet pea. Right up to when she passed away in the hospice, there was a vase of sweet pea next to her. You know, she really loved them. So I grow sweet pea now, and every August and July during the summer when I'm in the garden, I think of the sweet pea and I smile because I think of my mum. You know, so there are these connections that I don't know, do you get them elsewhere? You know, you could have something in the home maybe that was a gift that might remind you, but I think there's something special about a plant growing in the garden that reminds you of somebody. Or there was another one when I was growing up. I had an old, she was my mother's godmother. We called her Cousin May, God bless her. She was 150 at the time. She wasn't, of course, but she something like that to me. Yeah. She's probably about 70. I'm one of these anoraks, Jerry. I developed my love of gardening when I was aged about 3 or 4, wandering around at my mother's feet doing the hanging baskets and stuff. And Cousin May, anyway, who was a great old character, she was a dub, but she was a great old character nonetheless. And she bought me a rose plant, which got planted in the garden. So right up until adulthood, every time I'd look at that, she was long gone, but every time I'd look at it, even into my 30s, I'd say, oh, that's Cousin May's rose, you know. And it's a lovely way to bring people back to your mind.
Yeah, it certainly is. You can remember the person that planted it there, or who bought it, or who did what at it, and that's the important thing. This year, Peter, you talked about as well the vibrancy. Sometimes it's the time of year where things start to go into decline. But as we, and we've been through, God knows, a very wet couple of months, but as the climate changes, are we seeing things flowering a bit later and things going well into September? Or is it all are we all on a falling off scale at the moment as we head towards the winter?
No, it's natural enough to see things flowering late in this part of the world because of it's quite a mild climate and it's you know, very damp. So it's natural to see plants flowering later into the year. But there is an ecological imbalance, which is very important, Gerry. It's at the other end of the year, which is in the spring, things are actually flowering earlier, which may not sound like anything important, but actually over millennia, ecology and insects and plants have developed these innate relationships over millennia by adapting to things.
Yeah.
Where the insects are hatching at the right time for blossom, but now they might be hatching and the blossoms are gone. Or if you think about it...
The timing is absolutely vital when it comes to all of that, isn't it?
It is, you see, and it all begins to collapse then, which is what the problem is. And if you, for example, own an orchard, or you're a company which relies on apples, for example, and obviously you rely on nature, the bees and the hoverflies to pollinate those apples. Well, if those flowers flower too early, or if the bees come out and the flowers are gone, well, there's no pollination. So suddenly you have a collapse in the apple crop, you know.
Yeah.
So this ecological imbalance is not so much evident at this time of the year, but it's very evident at the start of the year, and it's quite an issue.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, listen, Peter, look, that's a good advice for people out there as to what to do, and the key thing, just to take stock and enjoy your gardens. You've worked hard enough all year for them. So thanks so much for sharing that story with us in the programme this morning.
A pleasure, Jerry. Thank you.